that I've told you. So it's not close to me? Of that you spoke?
Of nine?
Perhaps I have told.
You spoke, and then you looked at Vaishnav Toshan and you said, everything is covered.
Vaishnava Toshani is written by Sri Deva or Sanatana Goswami?
Sanatana Goswami Brihat.
Brihat, but.
Sri Goswami is called Logu. Then we should do
प्रहसितं प्रिय प्रेम वीक्षणं विहरणं ज्ञानमंगलं रहस्यं विदो यानिष्ठा कुहुकनो मना शोभयन्ति
In Bombay we were reading the English and then reading Vishwanath. The translation. Your smiles and sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all touch our hearts tenderly when we meditate on them. But at the same time, oh deceiver, deceiver, cheater, they very much agitate our minds.
Are you talking about the
disturb? Vyakula.
Vyakula karma. So you get me
to Chobayanti.
Chobayanti.
Yes, it's short. But if we cannot see you, then for us, anything that is connected with you is a cause of extreme misery, as they state in the verse beginning Prahasitam. The intimate association, Viharanam, Sampayoga, and the joking conversations, Samvada, Samlapa, Namani, which touch the heart, this implies that even though we want to forget you because you give us suffering, we are not able to do so. The word dhyana mangalam, meaning bestowing the highest happiness simply by meditating, is an adjective applying to all four, the smiling, the glances, the sporting, and conversation. These agitate shobhayanti Vyakulayanti, our minds. As soon as these enter our minds, they immediately give pleasure, but then a moment later give the greatest misery. Therefore, O deceiver, O cheater, this implies that medicinal pills given by a bogus doctor, quack, or bogus doctor, kuhaka, are at first very nice tasting, but then create severe burning and kill the patient.
Last slow. Tavakathamrutam taptajivanam kabhiriritam kalmasapaham savanamangalam simad atatam Bhūgṛṇantite bhūridājana. The second meaning that your pastimes we remember your pastimes and we hear your pastimes with your mouth. When you tell anything by your mouth in front of then it is so good, it is pleasant. But when you are not present there, and if anyone tells you this katha, past tense, it may not be pleasant. We think it not pleasant, but unpleasant it gives.
When, if Krishna is not there, it is unpleasant to hear about Krishna.
How that Radhika is telling, or any gopis are telling, that Krishna is telling that O Radhika, you are my life of life. I cannot live without you. This thing remembers Srimati Radhika and looks so unhappy because Krishna is not there. And when anyone tells any other person that Krishna lifts all gopis for you, for Radhika, but Krishna is not there, so Radhika becomes so unhappy by remembering past times. So they are telling that we may not be your katha without you. When you are not giving darshan, then your katha gets pain us. Why? Because they bring separation mood, any talk about Krishna. And they become so unhappy. Prahasitam. Now they are telling in four words, four sentences perhaps. Prahasitam priya, prem prahasitam priya, hep o priya, prahasitam, prema vikshanam, biharanam, rahasi sambido, all gives pain in our heart when you are not there. Prahasitam tamarsai madhur mrdu madhur hasi. Any time, in previous time, when they had met, and Krishna smiling in smiling face takes anyone in his arms. Now when they remember this scene, he is prahasitam, smiling, they become the self-separation now. Sei supreme katapcha. Supreme katapcha when Krishna is going to cowherd with so many cows and so many friends, Rani going ahead, following him, singing on float, seeing by the corner of his eyes two gopis with smiling mood, he sees towards gopis. And gopis are also, in return, worshipping Krishna or doing archan by their eyes. Then supreme kataksha. And In Kataksha, he is telling everything. You should come here and there. In Sanket. And Krishna is telling everything what in his heart. And they understand by their the symptoms of the eyes. So, Supreme Kataksha, Narm Purna Sallap. Narm Sallap means?
Sallap is conversation.
Conversation. But Narma Purna. What is written?
Conversation. Samvida. Or Rahasi Samvida. In conversations in solitary places.
And Narma Purna. Narm means?
Joking?
Something joking.
Friendly
joking. But what they are telling, their under hidden meaning will be quite opposite. These are called Narma. You should not go. You should go. Krishna is telling to go. But these are Narma Vakya. Krishna does not want that they should go. But, and that is why he is telling that it is so cloudy day, so dense forest.
Tigers and lions.
Tigers, not tigers.
Lions.
Beasts.
Beasts
are there. And it is dark night. You should go to serve your husband.
Norman.
But after when Uddhava came and Krishna gave some days, then in that time Krishna told that, where I have told you to go? At that time, I have not told that. My meaning was not that you should go. Because the cloud day is cloudy. When you will go, it will maybe rain. Where you will be escaped? Now, here you are with me very in great safe. No darkness, because Chandra is Ashtami Chand, Purnima Chand is there. Why? Where dark? And Aghor Ratri. Ghor Ratri, but here is hidden. But I is there. So Aghor Ratri. Aghor Saptami Leshita. No wild beasts. No. You should not go home. Don't go there. It is all is hidden there. Go, no go. Gacha, agacha, like so. So if Krishna is telling that, where I have told you that you should go, you should not go. But you are taking, deriving meaning that we should go, but I have not really told so. So these are called Narma. Narma, what?
Sanlap.
Jama de hive gatharayache. We knew, at that time we knew in heart that you want this. But for same, we cannot tell, and you cannot tell. But meaning is that. So these are sanlap. So all these are in my heart, in our heart. But you are feeling separation here. All remembers me as in separation mode. Yeah. And so we become happy, unhappy. Anyone weeps for any dead person. Why? Because when anyone remembers that he used to love me so much, but now he is not more, no more. So by remembering these things, He tells separation and divinity. So gopis are killing. So separation, Lord, by all, Krishna Prahasitam, Sambid, Sanlap, and all these things. So your all marma sparshi marmalap. Marma sparshi means hriday touching. Marmalap. Marmalap. And what he is written?
The norm is marmalap.
Marmalap. Marmalap means in majaz. In for laughing, I'm joking. But not really joking. So inner meanings that we should meet, we should do this, that, we should go there in Sankhya, all are norm alarm. So all, but not seeing you, all gives inspiration of separation mood. We want to forget all these things, but we cannot forget because it always remains. These are Dhyana Mangalam.
Auspicious meditation, auspicious things to think about.
If anyone remembers these things, this Krishna smiling, Prema Vikshanam to see, which very lovely, see, and Rahasi Sambhadam.
Secret conversation.
All are so Dhyana Mangalam.
Viharanam.
Viharanam. All are Mangal Prada. Mangal means
auspicious
brings in the heart. But a Kshobhayanti he.
Agitates.
All are auspicious. Okay? Auspicious. Prahasitam, Premavikyanam, Viharanam, Arahasi Sambhido. Four things. All are Dhyan Mangalam. But, O Kuhak, O Kuhak means
teacher,
thug, or mind or heart becomes so vyakul, vyakuli bhavanti. Restless means
agitated.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Agitate.
Agitate.
Disturbed, like ocean. Chubna. The moon. Chobayanti,
Vyakulayanti. At first they came, comes, they come, and again, at the same time, moment after some moment, they drown in the ocean of sorrow. So, O Kuhak, O Chita, Kuhuk Datta Padartho Apat Sukh Pratahya. Kuhuk Datta means, in cheating way, your smiling is cheating, your conversation is cheating, your Dhyanancha is cheating, everything cheating. They come to our heart and give some pleasure, but after some time, at once, they become
like this.
like this and the skull. This Jiva Goswami. If gopis are, Krishna is telling that, oh gopis, I'm so durlabha.
Rare.
Durlabha.
Difficult to
attain. And one cannot attain so easily. You know it, but why you are अनुवाद प्रकाश कर रही हो हमारे प्रति यू आर एक्सप्रेसिंग
योर लव
सो मच अफेक्शन टू मी
वाई
दैट यू आर टेलिंग टू समटाइम्स यू टेल मी दैट यू शुड कीप योर हैंड्स ऑन माय हेड Sometimes my lotus say to your breast, sometimes that your everything smiling and all things are so lovely. So why you express your all these things? Anurag. If you have any anurag to me, you should know that I cannot give darshan. And my darshan is not so easy. So you should listen my harikatha. And you should be
satisfied
by this. Why you want to take my darshan? Then gopis are telling that we cannot be satisfied by hearing your all pastimes. And the reason is you. And that a special reason is that your actions, behavior, mana action, your behavior, mana actions,
behavior,
in Purvaraj. You know Purvaraj?
Yes.
What?
The early stage, the first time seeing.
How?
Oh, that I've never seen Krishna before, I've never heard Krishna's name before. These are symptoms of Purvaraj.
No. By the action of Krishna, no use of going in cowherd, but only to see gopis, he goes to cowherd. He has to go anywhere else, but Krishna early in the morning goes to Yamuna. If anyone asks why you are going to Yamuna river, he will tell that I am going to take bath. But they are going, Krishna does not take bath. He only stands under any kadamba tree. But gopis will surely come here to take water in their kalash, because they come daily. So where gopis go, Krishna, doing any bahana, any bahana.
Some information that he gets of where they are.
Bahana means
hint.
Achila bole
hint.
No, hint. Doing anything, but I'm going for that work, but not that work.
He makes some excuse.
Of course, and goes there. If Krishna knows that gopis now are going to Giriraj Govardhan to worship, then anyhow he will go there. Why? It is the nature of Purvaraj. And gopis want to meet Krishna and said they will tell that we are going to do Gauri Puja or Sun Puja. And they will always try to meet. But when they are about to meet, in the same time, either Govardhan or Jatila or anyone other can come. And they cannot meet. So, these are the behavior of Krishna, that anyhow he left any program in Purvaraj to meet gopis. Gopis know that Krishna is planning to go there only to see us. And so he is telling that your behavior in Purvaraj, no anything for smiling, nothing, no reason for smiling. But Krishna plays on bansi, flute, and he smiles. Why he smiles and plays on flute? Only that gopis can be attracted and they may see to Krishna. So they are telling that by doing so, you have make our heart
increase the desire.
Increase the desire to meet and to love you. And so now you are not giving darshan, you have escaped you. And that things that you have increased is giving pain to us. Here gopis are telling that your four things which you have done in Purvaraj before meeting, Primadikam, from any place, कभी भी सुजोग मिल गया उनको देखने का, सुजोग में से एनी टाइम ही गॉट एंड क्या सुजोग का क्या होगा
इफ दे गेट एनी कन्वीनियंस टू सी हिम एडवांटेज
अपॉर्चुनिटी
इफ दे हैव एनी अपॉर्चुनिटी कृष्णा हैव गॉट एनी अपॉर्चुनिटी then he will laugh and see towards gopis. Sometimes hidden in any tree, sometimes from kunja, anyhow. So supreme narichan, sundar, has the so sweet, loving, smiling
face.
And that here we are feeling separation. We are feeling unhappiness. Now, but when we will see you for this, we cannot leave longer. We will perhaps die. Oh, Kuhuk, your madhur hasya, sweet hasya, smiling face, says, Vyakul,
disturbing agitation
in my heart. Simri means pra. Pram bichanam.
Yeah.
No? Prahasitam.
Prahasitam priya. Prema bichanam.
Here pra means prahasa. Prahasitam. मैंने प्रकृष्ट रूप है ना प्रकृष्ट रूप है मैंने इन नेचुरल वे यू इंक्रीज बाय दैट ऑफ स्माइलिंग फेस यू इंक्रीज अवर लव टुवर्ड्स यू एंड दैट लव गिव्स अस सो मच पेन नाउ व्हेन यू आर आउट ऑफ साइट Here, Dhiharanam.
Pastime, intimate pastime.
Dhiharanam means, you walk with your friends. Especially, you give your hand on the shoulder of your friends. Having any kamal.
Lotus.
Lotus. Eh? By this hand, and
around the shoulder,
and around the shoulder, and by this thing,
twirling the lotus.
Lotus. Why? Any syndicate. Indicate. This also indicates something, and this also indicates something. That my mind and my heart is.
Twirling
to meet you. And by this, I want to do this to you. I want to meet, otherwise I will die.
Krishna is telling,
indicates by doing so.
With a gopa.
Yeah. He is doing with gopa. But all gopis, seen from so far away, they are all knowing all these facts.
So there's only the Shingara. Only.
What is this called in Sanskrit?
Biharan.
Hinting, suggestion.
I told?
No, but what is it in the Sanskrit? When you give indication, like twirling and hint?
Hintare.
What?
Sanskrit.
Signal.
Sanket.
He's
going to pass. Here he is telling that to him. Overcome the
system. English is sign language. Showing body language. New age science.
So I was telling about Siharanam. Vishesh Rup Haranam. He takes mana Haranam and Saharan Karna.
Still.
By doing so, all activities, Krishna, still, Viharanam means two meanings. To do Vihar, to walk with friends or any lady. Yeah. Because it is Purvarag, so Sakhit should not be expressed here. Understand?
Yes.
Because it is Purvarag. Before Purvarag, before meeting, Purvarag is there. So they have not yet met any. So why to be Haranam? So Haranam means to walk with friends, but all walking and everything going for gopis. To increase their love, to show his desire to meet them, all desire the Haranam. By doing so, by lotus
twirling,
Krishna is taking their hearts and he is filling eagerness in their heart that they should increase love to meet me. So this is Dhiharanam. You think that everything they have forgot. Only they are seeing Krishna. And Anurag is going on up. what they want, they at that time also forget this. They want to see the actions of Krishna, beloved Krishna, and they become mad. Perhaps. It is more than meeting. More and more than meeting. In Bihar. This is called Bihar.
In this chapter, it's all in Purva Rag, Kopi Geet and Venu Geet.
Venu Geet is Purva Rag.
But this?
This is
Graha.
After meeting, separation is there. Now, in separation, they can think like this. Dhyaranand is first in Purva Rag, I have told with cowherd boys. And if it is not Purva Rag, and they have met, then they are. Dhyaranam means here, then it will be there. When Krishna is walking with gopis, with Radhika, Arlalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and all. How Dhyaranam? They are going by side and side, having Krishna his hand on gopis or on the soldiers of Radhika, and seeing so many flowers. When they see that a creeper has gone up to a tree, surrounding the tree, and there he is, so much flowers are there. It is full of flowers in that creeper, and also in tree. If there is kadamba tree, on that tree, some creeper has gone. So the flowers of creeper and also flowers in tree, both are lost by meeting together. If there are manjaris, they are also going by this and this, with so many flowers. Here Dhyaranam, by seeing this, Krishna is telling how beautiful this creeper is. She is so much happy. Why Krishna is telling? Krishna is telling that they are both meeting, tree and that creeper, indicating the mode that we should also be like this. Gopi at once knew this and they become so pleasant and full of joy and having so much mood, become matwala. But here Krishna has gone out of sight, so they are remembering and the actions of Krishna and the telling of Krishna, smelling of Krishna, and remembering all this. So all are four, are only Dhyaranam is Dhyan Mangalam, or every four, each of the four are Dhyan Mangalam. All are Dhyan Mangal, especially Dhyaranam. And by remembering, we had a asa means hope. Comes back, he will have darshan of your darshan. Because when you are in our sight, you express so many things that you want to meet, and we knew. So by remembering this, we have hope that you want to meet us, but anyhow, it is normal thing. Normal thing means?
Joking.
But you have whole desire to meet us. So we have hope that you will meet in no future. That is, by doing so, your heart, manubhav, mansik bhav, your desire have been expressed that you are eager to see us or meet us. Here he is also telling that he has told four things: prahasitam, premadikshan, viharanam, and rahasisam vidha. Four things. Second is somewhat better than first. And third is better than second. And third is better than second. And fourth is better than all. Prahasitam. Premadikshan is more than prahasitam. Premadikshanam. If anyone laughs or smiles, but to laugh with affection, loving, seeing, then it becomes superior. No? And if anyone is seeing in a smile, with affection, smiling, but if it is done in viharanam, going together and seeing and smiling, having these hands on the soldiers of enemies, that this is more better. And if they are talking together, so many valuable things kept in heart, opening, then it, and smiling, and in viharanam, so it will be best in all. So comparatively, superlative degree or what? In samvidam, raha samvidam, everything comes. Three things also come. And it becomes hridaya sparshi, touching of heart. And they cannot make out at any time. Bahar nahi kar sakti. As if it has been dhage se sui mein gaath diya gaya, hriday mein gaath diya. Here, in heart. If they want, but they cannot do. But we are now feeling that you are kapati, you are dhursa. Why kapati? Kuhab. You have malni, you have not from core of heart you have done. You have cheated malni. Because you have no love, affection for us at all. if you have any prem in for us, you can appear. Then we believe that you have some affection for us. You are not true. चलति यद् ब्रजात् चलति यद् ब्रजात् तारयन् कर्तुं नलिन सुन्दरं नाथते पदं शीर्षिणाङ्कुरै तिदिति न कलिलतां मनः कान्तवत् चलति यद् ब्रजा तारयन् कर्तुं नलिन सुन्दरं नाथते शिरतुणङ्कुरै तिदिति न कलिलतां मनः कान्तगच्छति.
Dear Master, dear Lover,